This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, anyone listening to the Awesome Morning Show over recent weeks will have known that I've thrashed that song, Love It, from Fables, and it's an exciting day because the debut album, Change is a Slow Moving Beast, is out on vinyl today ahead of its digital release on April 24th, and we can look forward to Fables in performance here at Otipoti at Pearl Diver on April the 23rd. Fables is, of course, Jess Bailey, and Jess joins us on the line now. Kia ora, nice to have you with us, Jess.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Great song, and as I said, you know, we love playing that one, and it's exciting to have other tunes coming our way too. An exciting day for you. Always nice to have something fresh out to share with people.
Yeah, very exciting. I've never released an album before, so this is it's big.
Yeah, and I guess you've, you know, like many, when you're considering how you're going to put things out, you have to consider what format, and you have chosen, like so many do now, to go with a vinyl release as part of the package. That's got to have been fun, putting together something that's in the larger format together.
Yeah, and just thinking about how, you know, how the songs sit together, and you know, how long the silence in between them is, decisions that I never even considered so intensely until now. The vinyl has a locked groove on the A side and the B side. So instead of just turning off, there's a loop that just runs on the last track of each side, which is quite beautiful. I'm really excited about how that's turned out.
Oh, great! You've had a bit of fun with it, then that's good.
Yeah.
Now you work, of course, alongside others to make a project like this help happen. Tell us about the key people who've been working with you on Change as a Slow Moving Beast.
So many key people. Very collaborative project. But the kind of front runners would be Dave Kahn. He plays everything, pretty much. And Arahi, who's all of the percussion you hear, and fills in so many other things, guitar, piano, BVs. And then we've got Cass Basil, who just is a mastermind on the bass. Then there's me. That's kind of like the core band. And then we've got BVs by Nio and Finn Johansson. And, of course, in the pre-production stage, it was heavily influenced by Reb Fountain. Like, we worked quite a lot on sort of setting up the songs for recording, I guess.
That is a heck of a list. Every single person on that list, amazing artists within their own right. So,
yeah.
You know, in that regard, you know, you're there among people who are great performers, others who are great songwriters too. Is it more than just getting a performance out of them? Are you bouncing ideas about the structure of songs themselves, or are you self-reliant in that regard?
I've always got the bones of the song, you know, like I play guitar and I write all the lyrics and I've kind of structured the core of it. And a lot of the songs that you hear in the album have had, oh God, so many additions and reworks and building up and then strip it right back and, you know, take away the guitar completely and build a new song around just the vocal take and all like. Any option that you think that you could explore, we probably did. and the beautiful thing, I think, about the team is they really held me in a way that I could be really vulnerable, I guess. It was a lot of just the way they approached these songs was so delicate and thoughtful that I don't think we would have made the album we did without the kind of the heart that everyone brought to the project, which, yeah, so I'm so grateful.
When you say vulnerable, does that mean in terms of the way you can deliver your vocal performance?
Yeah, and like we would sit down at length sometimes and just talk about what the song's about, unpack the lyrics, and before we would record sometimes, you know, and then yeah, just kind of a lot of the vocal takes we recorded in Dave and Reb's sort of studio, so it was very sort of private. It was, yeah, and gentle, I guess, the way that it played out.
Jess, it's often the case with a debut album that an artist is pulling together really from quite a vast catalogue of stuff that they've been writing from kind of the beginning, really. Or alternatively, it can be the consequence of a concentrated burst of writing for an album. What was it for you for this debut album?
A bit of column A and a bit of column B, I'd say. I think Minibar and Someone I Know are songs that I've been playing for about 10 years now almost. And I've never recorded them. So it was nice to see how they evolved. And then songs like Backup Plan and Sensitive, I almost wrote them in the studio. Like they came together super quickly once I had kind of built an understanding of what the sound of the album was going to be and how we play together as a band. So yeah, there's everything in between there.
When you set out on the road, Jess, you set yourself a bit of a challenge then, don't you? You've got this gorgeous sounding album and then it's like, oh, crikey, we've got to go out and put this into performance now. How is that going to look on the road? Who are you taking? What's it going to be like here in Dunedin, for example?
In Dunedin, it's actually going to be me and Finn Johansson and Ben Marley playing piano. So every time we play the songs, they live again, because the core of it is me just writing how I feel. every time we play them, there might be a shift or a surprise, or I kind of understand the meaning in a slightly different way, and so it'll be a slightly stripped back version of the band. But in this economy, it's what we must do.
How does 2026 feel for you? Apart from the fact that, yes, great, you get to have this album finally out there. Do you feel like you're riding some momentum at the moment?
Yeah. I really feel like I've been flying by the seat of my pants all year. it feels healthy and exciting, and I said to someone yesterday, I said, I've got really high hopes but low expectations, you know, like, and that kind of sums up the mood for the year.
Yeah, I imagine that you're never far away from thinking about the next project, the next album, new territories. International?
Yep.
I mean, how does that look for you, do you think?
I've applied for some Australian festivals over the summer, and I'd love to play some shows over there. I'd love to definitely explore territories further afield. But so far, I think I'll just let the album sort of breathe a bit, see how it goes. I spent all my money on the album as well, industry secret for you. So I don't know how I would finance travel at this point, but I hope that one day it happens for us.
Well, it's no surprise you've spent all your money. I mean, choosing to do vinyl is great for punters and giving people choice, but that's an investment, right? And no doubt you'll be turning up with a box of them to sell on your way around the country.
Yes, I will. And they are really beautiful objects. So the cover is a portrait of me. And that photograph was taken by Ebony Lamb, who's another amazing musician in her own right. And then it's painted as an oil painting by my friend Lucy Eglinton. And then, so it's on copper, the original piece. And the beauty of the copper is you can kind of see where the artist's hand has interacted with it because it's corrosive, right? So the album cover is in itself always changing. And we tried to capture that in the photograph the best we could. And then on the inside, we've printed the inner sleeve with all of the lyrics of the songs. And yeah, it's just, I'm so proud of how it's come together. It just is such a sort of magnificent token of this sort of last 10 years, I guess.
It's a beautiful thing. And judging by the songs we've heard from it so far, the contents on it, they're also beautiful. We can't wait to have Fables here in Otipori, Dunedin, Jess. That is the 23rd of April. Pearl Diver, a perfect venue for Fables. I think you're going to get a lovely evening if you step out for that. So make sure, A, you get your tickets for that and bring along some extra dough to get the snap up the vinyl. Or if we want to, can we order it now?
Yes, you can order it now. You can. It's in many, many record stores, provided the shipment happened. Otherwise, Bandcamp is great. And otherwise, also, I'd love to see you. I'd love to see you at the show. Yeah. I'd like to meet you.
All right. 23rd of April it is here in Dunedin. So get your tickets. So, Jess, we're going to go out with Eyes Closed from Fables now. Tell us about this song.
Okay. This one's probably the, can I say pissy on the radio?
Of course you
can. Is the pissiest song of the album, I guess. Things to look out for. It's got my first and only guitar solo in it. It's one note. but it's played out through this big sort of distorted pedal. I look forward to hearing it every time I hear the song. And then it's kind of contrasted by this coda that follows it. And I guess it's written about a time where I never was able to have the last word, for lack of a better framing. And so, yeah, having that sort of delicate ending was really healing and, yeah, nice.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We'll take a listen. Fables with Eyes Closed from the new album Change is a Slow Moving Beast. Vinyl is available to you from today. Digital release from the 24th of April. And, of course, the wonderful option of coming along to Pearl Diver on the 23rd of April. Jess, thanks so much for joining us. Look forward to seeing you here in Otipoti, Dunedin. Travel well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.